Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan. We are in Bentonia, Mississippi, in Gilbert's RV, and I just happen to have my buddy. He's been on the show before. Nick Wade.
Thank you. And they just clap. I don't know. I heard it from somewhere.
How came from the RV. Brother, you're down here again.
It's amazing. I'm blessed is all I can say.
So, just to open up the interview is, mm-hmm. Where are you from? Let the people know. It's like, how did you get attached to the blues? Because it's so weird that you did.
Yeah.
And I got something to pick your mind about. Because okay. It's kind of deals with spirituality.
Okay, cool. I like that's a good topic for me.
Let's go.
I'm a country boy. I grew up in a country, was born in a country, lived out in it, grew up on a 1,000-acre farm. My dad was the farm manager, and it was a large family that lived there on the farm and helped too. And during that time, I was exposed to something that by the 1980s was not around anymore, or at least in Virginia. Now, the large family of folks that lived there were black and very, very poor. And they were given a place to stay, you know, and paid. But some of the people lived down by a creek, and that creek was actually a former slave's quarters. And wow. Yeah. And then the manor house was up on the hill, but some of the people were living up there, and then some of his relatives were down by the creek. But I didn't know all this as a child. You know, I'm just riding on the tractor with my dad.
Didn't playing mean with anything. The
kids. Yeah, no, it didn't.
Yeah,
that capacity that doesn't come at that early of an age.
You know, just to hijack you just for a second, but
go for it.
I've recorded 2 episodes in a downtown city here in this state of Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
to where we recorded the episodes in those shacks.
Mm-hmm.
They're now rented out as apartments, but it's wild to see just how far it's gone,
mm-hmm.
if you live in a place old as this.
Right.
And so, you know, Virginia, right?
Yeah.
So when you come to somewhere like Virginia's old, Roanoke, that's beginning.
The beginning of the hard times for, you know, our fellow brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, Virginia, that's where the first boats came from off of the the west coast of Africa came right into Virginia.
And so, you understand what I'm saying. It's like when you come to Mississippi and you come and you drive through these, it's almost like time stood still.
Yeah.
Time forgot about it.
Yeah.
But it was beyond it. But then you had, like, the heartbeat of the people.
Yeah.
Which is the blues. Which has been replicated in rock and roll. Pop.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson.
Repackaged. And
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
A lot. And so here we stand, and just is like we're coming from Virginia. I'm from Alabama. Mm-hmm. We meet in Bentonia, Mississippi.
Yeah.
You played here today, but like before we get going with that,
mm-hmm.
I've never seen this many people here in my life.
Me neither, brother. It's close to 1,000 people. Got
to
be.
It has to be.
Yeah.
This is the 50th anniversary of the Bentonia Blues Fest,
mm-hmm.
of the Blue Front Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And famous, world famous, Blue Front Cafe.
Yeah.
And here we are.
We just had a heard a performance from Bobby Rush, 2-time Grammy winner.
That's right.
I got some Facebook Live video that's pretty cool too. You'll probably check it out, you know.
There you go.
If you want. But happened to navigate and get up next to the stage, you know, so I could get it.
You was right there. You had a good view. I was looking at you while you were doing it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I mean, before that we had Gallia Vote.
Oh yeah, yeah. Forgot about that. Great day.
And so, I mean, no one here is here to this point. Like, there was a reason they were invited.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And it's such a pleasure because every time I drove down from Starkville, Mississippi today,
mm-hmm.
and the closer you get to here, you begin to breathe that old, like, I don't know a better film, that old brother, where art thou, to where, like, you look at a film and it's got a yellow on it and it's kind of look aged out,
mm-hmm.
and it's just Mississippi, and like you kind of see the way it is, and this maybe
like with
life.
The roads and stuff, the way the roads are made poorly, and poorly maintained.
Yeah,
it's the poorest state in the country.
Yeah,
you know,
and you understand like right when you get here and you hear a guitar strum or you hear a harmonica strike or you hear someone's voice, you absolutely understand that there is no possible way of replicating that, more honestly.
No. There's only one of all of those. Every legend, even a Bobby Rush, I mean, you can duplicate him, but that's the easy part. The hard part is coming up with your own version. Like, Bobby Rush has his own thing. Nick Wade has to have his own thing. You know, it just... You know.
Catching up with you. Tell me about your journey down here. Jimmy call you and bite you down? How did it happen?
I called Jimmy.
You called Jimmy.
I was kind of waiting, and then it got close to June, and I was like, let me just give Jimmy a call and see what he's up to. And so I call, and I was like, it's 50th anniversary. I'd really like to be there. That was my sentiment to him. And he was saying it's going to be 3 days this year. I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, should I bring my guitar? He's like, yeah, bring it down. It'll fit you in 3 days. And I was like, cool. I'm driving. I drove down here.
Cool.
Yeah.
I just love hearing people's story of why they're here.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
It's like, because... It's not one of those places to where you just pull off the interstate and you're there.
Yeah.
You have to be trying to get here.
Oh, yeah.
You don't just end up here.
Yep.
And so, tell me about your experience so far. You've been here for the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about Bentonia. Tell me about the Blue Front this weekend.
This weekend, Wednesday, Ryan Lee Crosby actually did a nighttime performance. I think it was a few other people. My memory is scarce from that night because that's, I think it's one. Was that last night?
It's
Wednesday. That's two nights ago. But anyway.
And I'll be honest with you.
So it wasn't much going on Wednesday night, even though there was supposed to be, like, the locals knew that it was going to be music, you know, stuff happening. But Thursday night, was incredible. It was all going good, and I left to go back to the hotel to do something I can't remember, but on my way back I could see the Thunderhead over Bentonia area, and it was a supercell, you know what I'm talking about, with the big animal.
Tornadoes, yeah, things like that.
And I was like, well, I'm riding back to Bentonia, and I'm riding into that storm. But when I got there, it hadn't hit yet, but you could just tell it was coming, like a monster was coming, man. And first was the wind picked up, and a hellacious dust storm.
Get out of here, dude. I swear to you, no joke. What's going on around here?
Ain't it?
It's wild.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's just supposed to be hot. And dry.
Ain't it? It's Bentonia. It's magic, man.
Yeah. You're just supposed to hear a train come through every 30 minutes.
Yeah. Not almost get airborne from going like that with the wind. I was walking from, you know, between the Blue Front and the cotton gin there. And the wind was coming. And I just put my arm straight out like that. And that joker was pushing against me. I'd never felt wind like that before. You know, never in my life, you know. I seen this video of Jimi Hendrix and his woman out in Hawaii. And they were up. And for some reason on the mountains, you get like really high winds. And they were jumping into the wind and actually gliding without anything and flying, you know, just, and it was almost, I was almost worried, like, they're going to fly off that mountain, but her and Jimmy were doing it, but it's cool to feel the power of nature and get reminded that who's really the boss here. We can have all this technology, but if you got a supercell coming, it'll mush it all.
This is your second time on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked a little about your coming into music.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't heard that episode, I recommend you just look his name up and it'll come up. But I wanted to start right here with you. Spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
I just had Terry Harmonica Bean in here.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, from Pontotoc, Mississippi,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hill Country,
yeah,
around Oxford,
mm-hmm.
a little east, that got brought into the church. The blues, which was the devil's music, was brought into the church. And at first it was rejected. And it came back and it was accepted. And so, what do you make of the power of music when it comes to spirituality?
Blues in and of itself, separate from spiritual music, is something that started... The blues started the first boat that left to come over to this country. That's when the blues started.
That's what Terry said.
Yeah, you know, and, but the blues is a, you know, it was definitely, it sounded a lot different. It was still blues back in the 1700s and 1600s, but it developed more of a rhythm and more, but the spirituals came first before the blues. That's a fact. The spirituals was first. And Muddy Waters even said one time, he was walking by a church and it came into his mind to start singing, I forget what song it was. I Can't Be Satisfied. Just can't be satisfied and I just can't keep from crying. That one.
Mm-hmm.
And he was walking by a church. But see, like all that moaning, that that comes from the church, and they brought that into the blues, and that's why folks back then called blues the devil's music, because stuff from the church was, I mean, stuff from the, yeah, they were taking stuff from the church and making it secular and dancing and drinking and partying, and so that's why. But now nowadays we're much different. I think people have, I don't want to say grown up, but society has just gotten looser and looser as time has went on, you know, and I think it's just...
My thing, I would say, and I'm not disagreeing with you, I think you're right,
mm-hmm.
is with society, culture today, as we have lost touch with church culture,
mm-hmm.
we're not as Christian
mm-hmm.
as a... this nation used to be.
That's true. Yeah, that's a fact.
And so when people, whether they find it by accident,
mm-hmm.
I see four generations represented out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's people being touched out there by the blues.
That's right.
There's going to be people touched by what we're talking about right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's not because of you or me. We're talking about something true.
Yeah, yeah.
Something that's real.
That's something, and that goes to the heart.
And so, we're so lost when it comes to spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear about it, it hears foreign, because you've never really heard it, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or everything that you've heard was a mockery of it.
Right, right. Or just somebody, just a bunch of people having a social club. The spirit's not there. The Holy Spirit's gone. Yeah. There's no spirit there at the church. It's just a social club.
But the blues, which, if we wanted to be spiritual,
mm-hmm.
I would say it was taught by the devil. Possibly. And then we talked a little bit about Robert Johnson, and mm-hmm. Terry would lead on to believe, be like, yeah, that wasn't Robert when Robert came back.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I've heard, like Sun House, he's documented on okay. film, and people are...
And he's someone who preached the blues.
Yeah. He has a song and was a preacher, too.
Mm.
He preached down East Cal Parish in Louisiana. And
that's real.
And he never preached again after he preached at that church. And he sings a song about
and
it, too.
And he lived his life preaching the blues.
Yeah, yeah. But he still loved God, you know. And he knew that it's not about drinking or... It's about God, I believe, personally. I'm not trying to be the authority or anything. But I think
we have no right.
Yeah, we.
No, we're not to judge.
Exactly.
But I will let you know that God judges you.
That's true.
As just as much as He loves.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is one thing about this culture that I would say when it comes, we were talking about music,
mm-hmm.
it says blues. But yeah. when it comes to the heart, I say that shame you feel for that yeah. act,
yeah.
and you don't know where it comes from, that's God.
Yep.
That's God.
Mm-hmm. The moral, a capacity for morality in human beings.
And the more you ignore it, and it's where we are, it's culture.
Your conscience gets seared, and you ignore that
mm-hmm.
better
part. It gets easier and easier.
Yep. Yep. That's what I was trying to say. It gets seared, you know, like, it's not, the brain is not flaccid anymore. Yeah,
That's what Terry said about the blues being integrated into the church.
Mm-hmm.
At first, it was introduced, it was fine, and then there was a stabbing. And then it was the devil's music, so it got backed out.
Mm-hmm.
But you give it a few years, you reintroduce it, people forget.
Yeah.
Then you come back. You hear me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's going on around here? The devil's playground.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the blues came from a very real place. A deep-hearted, distressed place. And these fields that we sit in, there's a railroad track pulling through.
Mm-hmm.
Transporting.
People used to ride that railroad, you know, hide under the railroad cars.
Let's get to you, though. I want to talk about you. We know a little bit about you.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a little bit about your music and how you got into it last time. Give me a brief synopsis, just in case they missed the first mm-hmm. time. Why guitar? What happened?
Well, just like last time I was saying, you know, my grandfather, he was a pretty heavy musician, and he played with a lot of the greats. I don't need to name drop, but just the best that there ever was. He never was famous himself. But at 5 years old, he was always tried to get me interested in music. And at 5 years old, I wouldn't say he made me take a lesson, but mm-hmm. maybe my dad was like, go down there, Nick, just make him happy. But anyway, he handed me a flute, just a practice flute. Like, you know, doesn't take any special technique to work it. And he hit some notes, and I played them right back to him, you know. Without needing to have him show me how to do it. And that impressed him. You know, he would come visit. He lived up in Maryland, and he would come visit, you know, a few times a year and try to get me interested and bring little instruments sometimes, like a piano or just a snare drum, like different kinds of instruments, like, Is this boy going to play drums? What is he going to like? Yeah, you know, I'm trying to get him to play something.
Yeah,
you know?
He's over here on the flute.
Yeah. And now,
what's going on around here?
Yeah, yeah. And, but he, it wasn't, I can't honestly say it's anything that he did that had an impact on me wanting to play the guitar, but when I wanted to play the guitar, what I learned, you know, with the ear training when I was five, with those lessons, helped me to learn really, really quick.
That translated over to the radio. And what was...
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
On the radio.
What? I'm sorry, what?
It translated over to the radio, like you began to hear what was on the radio and playing along.
Oh, yeah. So all my ear.
So what was on the radio?
Well, not really on the radio. I was just getting in... Well, a radio, I know what you're... Okay. See, I dropped out of school when I was 16. And I went to work in construction. And before that, I was a hip-hop head. That's all I listened to. And so I was...
That's wild.
Yeah, yeah. And
I would have never expected that of you.
Well, see, hip-hop, that's the far, far-reaching fruit of the blues, you know.
I didn't know that about that, but, like, I'm not saying I'm a geographical expert, but, like, Virginia.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was hip-hop.
Oh, yes.
I thought it would be...
Virginia Beach and...
That's real.
All that area, the Portsmouth, all that huge...
Because, like, I know it's just more of what urban area. And I'm not trying to say anything Virginia, West Virginia, but West Virginia is very country western.
Yeah.
And then exactly. Virginia is... I didn't know that.
Yeah, Virginia's a lot different. Virginia is a lot different. A lot different.
I guess that's why...
Especially when you come off of the mountains and go into the flats, out into the Piedmont, okay. And then out to... Virginia Beach and Norfolk and all that stuff down that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, cool, yeah. Man. Just to pick it back up from where you laid it down is, hold
up. I'm sorry. You good?
Tell us a little bit about from flute, mm-hmm. Virginia, to what you have in your hand right now. Why is that in your hand?
I can't. I would say it's... Of course, there was things in my mind that I wanted to... that influenced me, but really... To get to the point where I am right now... It was just, I don't know. I was drawn to it. Well, honestly, I'll say this. I wanted to play guitar like Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan because those were my favorite people that I heard on the radio. And that was the first people I learned was Jimi Hendrix, Voodoo Child, a whole bunch of Stevie Ray Vaughan and that thing, that's what I was into.
I tell you that. Let's 3 questions.
Uh-huh.
And I want some of that. Okay?
Alright, I can do that.
Hear me out.
Uh-huh.
Number 3. What was your favorite part About this interview.
About this interview? I would say playing that Pride and Joy like I was just playing. I haven't played that song in so long. Like, Stevie Ray Vaughan, like, he did this lick a lot. That it's a Lightning Hopkins thing. And I did that lick that, so
that
much.
That thing was in Texas, but I heard it came from Mississippi.
Yeah, yeah, it did. But that was his style. That, you know, he did that a lot in E. Played in E.
That's real. That's real.
Yeah. I don't know if he got it specifically from Lightning Hopkins, but like you say, a lot of people use that. But like I was saying, I copied Stevie Ray Vaughan to the point where I couldn't get his sound out of my fingers.
Appropriation is appreciation.
Yeah.
In my book.
Yeah. Exactly.
You wouldn't mimic something unless you appreciate it.
Exactly. And they always say the highest form of flattery.
Yeah.
But you gotta learn. If you wanna learn, you gotta start somewhere.
What's going on around here?
Who wants to pick up a guitar and start playing scales? Nobody wants to do that.
That's boring.
Yeah. Gotta copy at some point.
You wanna sound like somebody.
And you've gotta learn. If you really wanna play country blues, you gotta know how to do it, you know.
Ain't no other way around it. Question two. Mm-hmm. Walking it down.
Go for it.
Nick Wade.
Uh-huh.
Tell me, as of right now, rate your experience at the Blue Front Cafe in Bentonia, Mississippi for the 50th anniversary of this festival.
That's right.
Rate it. What's going on around here?
If I had to rate it, it would be... I picture a thermometer with the red going up and up and up and then bursting out the top of the glass.
So it's like the temperature around here. Huh?
Yeah, a temperature, but like not a hot and cold thing. Maybe the hot is extremely awesome. And but like I said, I couldn't rate it. It's the best... even though I came down here by myself, it's the best time I've had by myself, I'll put it that way, being here, you know. And that's from a combination of knowing people like you, and, you know, I come down here and I have people I know. I love it, you know. But
brother, can I just say that it's nice to see you. And it's good to be able to have this time, and we just get to have a little chit-chat.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's so hard. Like, there's thousands of people out there.
yeah.
And like, they're just out there. And we're in here and just chit-chatting. Right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Gilbert.
It's like we're in a room in somebody's kitchen, but little do we know there's a thousand person blues festival going on outside.
There's a festival going on out there.
It's pretty calm in here.
Yeah. Yep. So, brother, last question is for anyone out there. How do they connect with you? Tell them about your social media.
Yeah.
And where are you going to be? What are you doing? What's going on around here?
Yeah. I've got an album. Well, you can get up with me. www.nickwademusic.com. And I've got an album coming. It's been coming since 2019. But, it was going to be on Blue Front Records, and then I can't talk about that, but now I'm back with the first one that I was going to go with, Ellersoul Records, and as soon as I get back from Bentonia, we're putting out a single, a digital single with Ellersoul Records. So that's what I'm doing right now. And as far as gigging, Virginia is not the best place to play blues unless you go north towards Washington, D.C. Just not going to find anywhere to really play the blues. I mean, you can get winery gigs, but people there, they don't know what they're not going to know what they're hearing a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to explain to them, you know, okay, this is piano style. I'm playing the rhythm and bass, you know, and the melody at the same time. So people can follow on and see what's going on and get into the music better, you know. But you come down here, you do that, everybody's like, that's the blues.
They know it, and they know it's real.
Yeah.
What it do.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You said you wanted to hear some Stevie Ray. You want me to close it out on a Pride? Want me to do a Ben Tony of Pride and Joy? I could do it.
All right. I'm going to take a little video.
Go for it.
Let it roll. Come on. Wait on. Give me just a second. Yeah. It's on you.
All right. Now, this is Pride and Joy. Before I started playing acoustic guitar, this is what I used to do, but I had electric guitar in my hand. And I didn't sing back then either. And this is the first time I've played this song in a long time. I purposely got away from Stevie Ray Vaughan to study other music, but I'm going to do it for my pal and for Porch Talk and for Bentonia and for a good time. So this is Stevie Ray Vaughan, Pride and Joy. Maybe a little bit of country blues, Pride and Joy. You heard about loving, giving sight to the blind. My baby loving calls the sun to shine. I said she's my sweet little thing. She's my pride and joy. I said she's my sweet little baby, and I'm her little lover boy. I love my woman like the finest wine. Stick with her until the end of time. She my sweet little thing. She my pride and joy. Yes, she my sweet little baby, and I'm her little lover boy. Look out. Oh, no, no. I love my baby with heart and soul. Love like eyes that won't never grow old. 'Cause she my sweet little thing. I said she my pride and joy. I said she my sweet little baby, and I'm a little lover boy. One more time. So long. I feel like I need to do it again now.
No, it was on my end, dude. I thought you killed it.
Yeah. I'm my worst critic.
You should be.
Let's do another. You want to do another take?
No.
No? You like that?
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it then.
Yeah, I don't want to do that again. I thought you did fine.
Cool. Cool.
That's the way it should have been.
Yeah.
The way you did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you like to share one of yours before you go?
I would like to.
Let's go.
I can't say this is going to be the first digital release off my album, but...
Now, tell little people, tell the people, fine people, what's it about and what it is.
The song?
Of course.
Or the album, like...
Oh, let's do both.
Okay,
great.
All right. Well, the album is called Feeling Good Is Good Enough. And that just basically means, you know, life's a bitch, you know, and whether you're highly religious or whatever, sometimes feeling good is good enough, you know, for anything, you know, everything bad that you can imagine can be happening, but if you can feel good and go to bed and wake up and try again, then feeling good is good enough. That's basically what it's about, and
what a timely thing, dude.
Well, yeah.
I think that'll hit some hearts. Let's go. What do you say, boy?
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right. Well, I didn't make a title song. You know what I'm saying? Feeling good is good enough. But I'll play it. Let me play it. Let me go into let me change tune right quick. Do.
Nick Wade getting his guitar tuned, tuning down a little bit. It's a pleasure to have him. It's the second time on the show, and Nick, I'm glad you're back down.
I am too,
here,
brother.
In Bentonia, Mississippi.
I am too, Alan. It's
good to kick it with you, dude.
It sure is.
I mean,
Facebook,
that's basically
Facebook
what we're doing.
Facebook can keep
like,
you connected, but it's just,
it isn't the same.
Even FaceTime is just not.
It didn't do it.
Nope. Come on now. There we go. Dang, forgot my capo. All right. I'll do it like this. When you bury my body, I do not want for you to moan.
Come on.
When you bury my body, I do not want for you to moan. You can just take my body down to the grave and give rest to my bones. They'll live again someday when my God calls them home. They'll live again someday when my God calls them home. And then no more to this old world where these old bones belong. No more. You know why? 'Cause I'ma meet Jesus in the air when God's golden trumpet sounds. Kinda like that. I'ma meet him in the air when God's golden trumpet sounds. And old Gabriel gonna blow it nice and loud, and it'll reach the whole world around. And for all time, I we'll be marching round the throne. And for all time, I will be marching round the throne. And I will have a brand new set of bones in my brand new heavenly home. When you bury my body. Now, after playing that, that might be a my new the single that comes out, but you'll just have to wait and see.
We're in Bentonia, Mississippi at the Blue Front Cafe. I'm so happy I had Nick Wade. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
And we are signing out.
Thanks for having me, Alan.
Let's go enjoy the show.
Yes.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.